And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Tonight on TLC, it is the season 3 premiere of...
My Big Fat Fabulous Life. I love this show. I think Whitney's awesome.
I think Whitney Thor is going to be on the phone with us here in 1 second. Let's go first to a little clip of tonight's episode, shall we?
I looked away for like 2 seconds, and I turned back around, and Whitney's flat out on the floor, passed out. I have never seen Whitney go down like this.
Medics are here. Medics are here. Medics are here. So, get vital signs going. Let's get an IV going.
Here, I'll go up
there. Thank you. Can you climb the O2?
All my instincts were just screaming, like, get her help. She needs help. I knew that I could not help her in any way.
All right, Jen, this is one of your favorite shows. You're very excited about tonight's season premiere.
I am. It's a season 3 premiere of My Big Fat Fabulous Life, and I've watched every episode. I've watched Whitney Thor from the beginning. This all started back with some videos. Well, I'll let her all explain, because we've got Whitney Thor on the phone.
Just heard from her. Whitney, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good.
Great.
And so you've become this big reality star now. You've got a book coming out and all this big stuff. But let's go back to the beginning for people that haven't seen My Big Fat Fabulous Life. Talk about how that got started.
Well, it's pretty crazy. I made a dance video in the early part of 2014, and I called it A Fat Girl Dancing. And I don't know why, but it went viral. So I did like the morning talk show circuit, and I had all this national, you know, press requests and everything. And then I got an email in my spam box. So moral of the story, check your spam box. from an executive at TLC who asked me if I wanted to, like, maybe do a collaboration. And here I am. So.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to my spam folder right now.
Seriously?
That's where my riches must be waiting. They're obviously hiding there.
That's right. Incredible.
Literally in a matter of days, I went from working on like a local morning radio show to being like, oh yeah, so TLC's emailing me, no big deal. Yeah.
And then having cameras follow you around and shoved in your face and having your life shown to everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Say if I really stop to think about how crazy it is, I'd probably like lose my mind. So I try to just keep going with it.
Yeah. But I think the reason you do so well is because you sincerely are one of the few reality stars that seems very honest and comes across very genuine and real on the show.
Well, thank you. I definitely think that's the case. I mean, it's funny. When I first started talking with TLC and we were thinking, like I said, about maybe collaborating, whatever that meant, I came home and I told my mom, like, so, Mom, I think we're going to do, like, a reality TV show or something. And she was like, Whitney, I'm not doing it. I'll never do it. You can't get me to do it. And, like, even these days, like, when the cameras go home for a day or whatever, she's like, that was my last one. Like, no, it wasn't, Mom. We're just like a normal family. And I think that people really connect with that. I've heard so many times, you know, actually this is kind of sad, but people say, I don't have a support system. So when I watch the show and I see your family and I see your friends, it actually makes me feel supported and loved. And that's a really incredible thing. I think that, the show does for people. And it's just, we take pride in not being like extremely dysfunctional and, you know, just a little bit here and there. So it's pretty cool.
We're talking with Whitney Thor. Her season 3 premiere of My Big Fat Fabulous Life is on TLC tonight. She's on the show with Jen and Truda this morning. Whitney, I'm one of those people. Now, if Jen is the super fan, I'm one of the people who's new to the Whitney party.
Yeah.
And so Jen, over this past week, she has educated me, and I've started watching the videos and watching the shows online. And I've got to say, I have turned into a fan. So she has converted me. But I think the one thing that I really like about you, beyond just being genuine and yourself, is it really a lot of energy, as you have said, both on and off the air, has gone into being really body positive. And a lot of people in this world right now, that's it's a buzzword. A lot of people talk about it, but you really live it. And I think that that's a really great thing for people to see live and in person, so to speak.
Yeah. I mean, definitely a lot of people, it's funny, we are talking about body positivity these days. And a lot of times I see it focused around fashion and focused still around attractiveness, and that really bugs me. I think that, you know, we are making some breakthroughs. Like, if you want to talk about Ashley Graham on the cover of Sports Illustrated, I mean, things like that are amazing. But at the end of the day, it's still kind of like, it's still modeling. It's still a magazine meant for the male gaze, you know. And I want at some point for the value of women to shift completely away from being attractive. I don't want to fight for the right to be recognized as beautiful, even though I know that fat women are beautiful. I'm beautiful. It's important to feel that. I think we have to go a step further with body positivity and fight for the right for it to not matter if people think that we're beautiful or not. I think that's really what women should be focused on.
And now, so you've gone from the videos to the TV show, and now you have a book that's out, which I love the title, by the way.
Thank you. My dad hates it.
It's called I Do It With the Lights On, which is fantastic. And this book just came out. I haven't even gotten a copy of this yet.
Oh, my gosh. You should have told me. I sent you one, sir.
Well, please do. I'll send you the address. And
okay.
Yeah. Or I'll just go buy it because I love you that much. So I'll make sure you get your money for it.
So dad tried to veto this one?
Well, you know, I didn't tell him at first. We were trying to come up with titles, and they wanted something that was provocative or whatever, but some of the things that were being suggested were, like, a little too provocative for my taste.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about, well, what about I Do It With the Lights On? I mean, it's a little bit of a metaphor, obviously, but it still talks about the bedroom, and it's an important part of my history and my life. You know, I'm a 32-year-old woman, and I was really nervous about my dad reading the book just because, you know, he's a dad, and I didn't know what he could handle, and he's really conservative. So I told him, I joked, I said, well, Dad, I can just, you know, tear out the pages that maybe you wouldn't want to read. And then I was like, well, no, I'm going to hand him a book that's like half an inch thin. So he actually texted me. Everybody can relax because he texted me 2 days ago, and he said, I just read the book cover to cover. You said there's a little bit in there about your sex life, a little bit too much for dad, but I'm really proud of you, and, you know, it exceeded his expectations and all that kind of stuff. So I was really proud of him. He just dove right in, and he read it all, and that's awkward.
not a lot of dads could do that, but, you know, kudos to him. That's great.
Well,
I'm proud of him.
Season 3 premieres tonight, and we've already gone through, we've seen you at work and different things. What is season 3 going to show us about your life?
The last 6 months were pretty difficult. I ended up, if you've seen any of the promos for the first episode that airs tonight, I did end up passing out and going to the hospital.
Yes.
You know, that was something that's never happened to me. Definitely guilty of kind of, I think, burning a candle on both ends, something I've struggled with really my whole life, and especially now. So I think we explore a lot of that. There's, I don't want to say drama because, you know, we're not like a trashy show, but I think there are some more dramatic elements this season, especially in terms of like relationship stuff. And it's really hard. And the hardest thing is that once it happens, you can't really talk about it until it airs on TV.
Right.
So then you're just kind of stuck with it yourself, you know. So, but there's a lot. This is a spoiler, but there's a certain animal that's going to play a big part in this season, and it's a new animal. And I literally, right before I called you guys, I got a text from my dad showing me a picture of this animal in the back of a police car because it had been picked up by the Greensboro Police Department. And if that's any indication of the fun that this animal will bring to the season. So,
fantastic.
Yeah. All right. That's a great tea. Everybody has to watch them. We have to watch. That is awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we look forward to season 3. My Big Fat Fabulous Life season 3 premieres tonight on TLC. And then the book is out. I Do It With the Lights On.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Whitney.
Thank you, Whitney. We'll be watching you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Whitney Thor, everybody, in the book is called what?
I Do It With the Lights On.
This show with Jen and Truda on KC 102.1.